Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
What are you grumbling about? I don't know. What's that?
They're still continuing to cover this this whole thing with these two kids. These two minors that were on that flight with Frontier that got put in a hotel, and their parents are claiming they didn't know that the kids were in the hotel, didn't know where the kids were. I don't know. Something fishy about this story.
It's wackadoodle, I tell you.
Wackadoodle. Yeah, it is.
Brad and Angelina Jolie are still fighting.
Have you seen the latest on that?
I have not.
I'm all team Brad now, okay?
Okay, what happened?
Yesterday, it was disclosed. You know how much he paid? In 18 months.
Well, first of all,
they've been separated.
Okay, so on Tuesday, she filed public documentation to humiliate the bejesus out of Brad Pitt, saying he hasn't paid any child support, meaningful child support. And she humiliated him.
The numbers came out late yesterday. In 18 months, he's paid $9 million.
In 18 months.
Now, guess what her response was? That wasn't child support. That was a payment to me.
What the hell?
That's what she said. What? She said it was a loan to her. Loan? I don't think so. You're not paying
that
back.
She said it was a loan?
She called it a loan.
Are you crazy?
To her. And she said he's not paid a dime in child support. His lawyer came back and said, hold on a minute. He fully thought this was child support. And it's $9 million over 18 months. And then Brad Pitt was back at his lawyer's office yesterday.
Yeah, and I saw this. I saw that he did say, well, I guess they said that he put on there that it was trying to increase the conflict. That's what his lawyer said. Look at this. She's just trying to make trouble, more trouble. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I know a woman just like her.
Who is she? Who is she?
Oh, did I say something out loud?
Who is she?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I don't know.
You were
I don't
like
know
saying
anybody that bad.
That's bad.
Somebody
like,
that's just out to just destroy you. She's been trying to destroy this guy ever since the breakup. You know, she called him all kinds of names.
She had him investigated.
Yeah, he was investigated for child abuse. Remember that?
Yes.
And then she talked about that he drank way too much and drugs and smoked pot every day and all. I mean, she really just dragged him through the mud. And now, like you said, she went down and filed these papers when it didn't have to be public. She did it on purpose. She's evil. She's mean.
Wow. Is that his statement? Or hers? Did you
sure.
see like
something
how
something scrolled on TV?
Yeah, something. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, something scrolled like it's just like how mean it is. Yeah. It's just about hate and whatever.
I'm sure it's probably his statement about her.
Oof.
I feel bad for the kids now having to be around that mean woman. It's got to rub off on the kids.
Well, yeah, they see it. I don't care.
I'm being honest about that.
They have to see it in the media.
Yeah, I mean, you've got these six kids, right? Is it six, seven, eight?
I think there's 12.
Know. Anyway, you got 12 kids, okay? And if you go down to the courthouse and you make this public, when these are two multimillionaires, they don't have to go that route. Lawyers will handle this easily. And the kids don't even know the details. But now that you've made it public and you're saying what you're saying, it's going to affect the kids.
Yeah. Why does she hate him so much? I'm trying to figure that out.
I don't know.
I mean, she hates him.
I don't know.
Hates him.
You said yesterday, and there may be something to this, that she's seen texts or emails or something from Jennifer Aniston, and that was never over. Maybe he wrote back to her, "You've always been the love of my life.
And you have nice boobies.
I don't know why I'm with this hag."
Yes.
Something of that nature.
You don't have resting bitch face like my wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it would have to be something that was really, really
I love how you smile and laugh as opposed to bitchy pants.
It's almost like you've been reading his email. She does have that look, though. Oh, I mean, I think she's one of the most beautiful women over the last several years. She's really gorgeous, but she does have an angry look to her. Like, she's not happy.
Somebody said, how did he pay $9 million in 18 months? I get $75 a month for my kid.
Well, you're not married to Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that's, okay, it's because, Brad Pitt, because you married somebody that's not rich.
Right,
and so you married a poor dude.
The math is really easy to do. It's not that hard. Brad Pitt is worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you believe, though, she says none of that money was for the kids? It was all for her.
What, she buy shoes?
I mean, that's just...
It was a loan.
18 months, $9 million.
God.
Half a million, that would be half a million a month.
I wish I would have had a bunch of babies with Brad.
Yeah. I wish I had a baby with Brad. I know it's virtually impossible.
You can't fertilize a turd. That's just common knowledge.
Wow. You didn't have to say it like that.
Something,
that hurt.
Something to think about. Or not. Let's move on. All right. Hey, this is fun. I'm excited, I think. I'm not sure how I feel. For those of you that watch all The Real Housewives, how do you feel about this? Denise Richards is joining The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Now, I was going to ask you the question.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I don't know. She's not really spicy. You know, she's kind of meek a little bit.
I think she would spice it up if every now and then she dragged Charlie in there.
Yeah, because she was married to Charlie Sheen. She has children with Charlie.
If Charlie gets involved,
that would be great.
That's going to help it, I would think.
Yeah. So she made a statement, I'm so excited to join the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm a huge fan of the show. She joins Lisa Vanderpump, Kyle Richards, Lisa Rinna, Erica Girardi, who we hate, Teddy Mellencamp, who is John Mellencamp's daughter, and Dorit.
Maybe that's part of the plan.
What?
There's a secret plan.
To bring Charlie on?
Charlie.
That would be a draw.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
You see? Because yesterday, remember, we had this conversation with some Charlie audio, and he sounds real sober right now, that he's not that wacky Charlie that he used to be. And I think he could go back to work. What if that's the plan? Denise Richards gets in on The Real Housewives. Before you know it, a couple of appearances by Charlie. It's such a hit that Charlie becomes a regular.
Well, it wouldn't be shocking. I'll tell you why. Because everybody's ex-husbands and everybody's, now husbands are on the show.
Yeah. It could happen.
You might finally watch.
I love Charlie Sheen. I think he's a whack job, but yeah. I like the guy. I think he's very talented.
This is great.
Yeah.
What if you're onto something?
Yeah. Nobody else is talking about that. You heard that right here. This show.
You've done that before.
Forecast something like this?
Forecast something. I've been
God. Yeah. I don't know how I do it, but I do it.
For whatever reason, I don't know what's going on with our Textnado. By the way, our Textnado is 51059. People want to tell us how much they're getting in child support.
Really?
Seems to have taken
Just open up. Let's just take them.
I feel like
51059.
Feel free.
Go ahead.
It's fine.
Go ahead. Feel free. How much child support are you getting?
So this woman says, he was rich, Jamie.
He was?
Yeah. He's actually living in a Beverly Hills multi-million-dollar mansion, and he's only sending $75 a month.
Well, you got a bad lawyer then.
That something went wrong.
Something went wrong.
I have two kids. I'm only getting $32 a month. Holy crapsky, man.
Wow. $32 a month?
For two of them.
What an insult.
Wow, $16 a month for each kid. I hope that, they spend that in a day.
$16 a month
each
for your kid each? I don't even know why we're chuckling.
I know.
It's sad. That's awful.
We went to Staples yesterday just to get school supplies. Ooh. It was freaking $187 at Staples.
That's crazy. $32 a month.
Jeez,
whoa. I think I'd just send it back to him.
Right. I would too.
Right?
Yeah, that's funny.
Let's keep it.
I don't understand.
I agree with you.
I really don't understand how deadbeat dads stay out of jail. And I'm sure there are some women out there too that were supposed to pay child support. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how they stay out of jail if you don't pay. $32.
We got the funniest text probably in the history. In the history of our text.
What now?
You know, Jamie, you said you you can't fertilize a turd, but unfortunately, you can use a turd as fertilizer. That's hilarious.
I don't think I'm going to go home.
We've never had anybody text us something that funny.
I think I'm done for the day. Enjoy your day,
John,
everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Did you laugh?
I laughed out loud.
Okay. $7 for 1 year. He sent me $7. $7? Oh, my God.
Well, that's just insulting.
It really
is. That is intentionally insulting you.
Somebody just sent you seven. I don't know. Oh, that's a good question.
He could be in prison.
Maybe
he's
in prison.
50 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Like doing laundry and stuff.
Yeah.
I know someone that.
Yeah.
You know someone in prison?
I knew someone
whose
husband was in prison. Their baby daddy was in prison. And so she would get child support checks for like 72 cents. Stuff like that.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. You never mentioned you had a friend that's husband's in prison.
In the lockup.
Yeah.
That's weird when you find that out, huh? You're like, what? Where's your husband?
Yeah.
He is in prison.
Yeah, it wasn't something she told a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
So that's why.
All right. Anyway. Moving on. What else do I have for you? Stand by. Carrie Underwood says she's coming on tour, and she's going to be here at the Pepsi Center September 16th, but she's also pregnant. Listen.
Mike and Isaiah and I are absolutely over the moon and excited to be adding another little fish to our pond. This has just been a dream come true with album and with baby news and all that stuff. We're just so excited and just so glad that you guys can share in this with us and be a part of this with us.
Okay, so there's a new theory.
What's that?
That she's not pregnant.
What do you mean?
That she's adopting. Because I guess a couple of days ago she said something weird about having a kid when you're older or something. I don't know. And that they've always thought about adoption and am I missing something?
I don't know. I don't know what was said.
Sean, do you remember what was said about something?
I mean, she doesn't officially say I'm pregnant.
No.
She says we're adding a new fish to the pond.
Just adding a new fish to the
pond. And last hour you mentioned not a good idea to be going on tour pregnant.
Pregnant. Mm-hmm. It's never
so
fun.
Maybe she's not pregnant.
Right.
Adopting, and that's why she's going on tour.
Do you remember she said something, Sean, about something?
All children need love, and they have a lot of love in their home for children, and therefore, why not have more children in their lives? Was it nothing like that?
No.
Maybe that's something that your friend in jail said.
Maybe.
Yeah, about all that love.
Have you ever heard about this friend?
All that love in prison.
Yeah. Have you ever heard about this friend?
I've never heard about this friend.
Speaking of friends.
I don't know the riffraff he runs around.
I have a question for Sean, as long as we're going to talk about friends. So you know I have a friend named Christy, right?
Yeah.
And she's going to Cayman Islands with us. She hangs out with us.
Yeah.
Sean, when did you become friends with her on Facebook?
I have no idea. I think a while. It's been a while.
It felt really weird. Why? Remember when you took my friend Paul?
Yeah.
I feel like he's taking my friend Christy.
Oh, I just gave her a thumbs up on her
it
workout
was weird.
Video.
She's my friend.
Okay.
You don't even know her. And then
don't.
He did that with Paul. This is how it all begins. Remember?
Just
my friend
one
Paul?
Facebook like.
Jamie, are you sure it's not your friends jumping off the train?
Wow.
I mean, I never sent her a friend request.
I never tried to steal a friend.
Wow.
Sean's not trying to steal a friend.
So you're
maybe
saying Christy and Paul went your guys' way?
They might be defecting.
Maybe, yeah, there's a defection going on
really?
Here. Yeah.
Is that what's
maybe
happening?
That's it, Jamie. Mm.
I smell mutiny in the air.
Sean saw a movie. Yeah. All right, there you go. Tell me trash.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.